I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along. It's 9 a.m. We're doing a show.
What is
in
this?
In the middle of the morning. It's so early. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, that's for a minute.
Dreamland.
I actually have words on Dreamland. I'm upset at Dreamland.
Like from the hit Kirby series?
No, from your song and from Sleep. the hit series known as Sleep.
The number one best-selling at-home activity, Sleep.
Yeah, Sleep.
Okay.
Not Pokemon Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, right. Okay.
Featured
no
by Dreamland.
No one has problems with Pokemon Sleep, but some people have problems with Sleep.
I think that's a universal experience, what you just said. But anyway, I really liked your song. But anyway, I'm really upset because I know now I've made it as a professional podcaster because I had a weird experience in my dream. Went, this will make a great usual bet topic. And I woke up and went, no, no.
Oh my gosh, I've so had those dreams though. We're like in the dream. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this on our show.
And then we've made too many episodes of this now. It's affected Dreamland.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to know what it was though?
So it was important enough for you in the dream to be like, yes, I must talk about this on our show.
I was in the car in just a diaper and like one of my tank tops that I wear. And I was
that's so the outfit you're in now.
Yes. And
just a diaper
it's
and
the
a
exact
tank
outfit.
Top. This exact outfit.
With the same diaper. The pink Mega Max. But anyway, my mommy was bullying me and blah blah blah. But we were going to go to a Mickey Donald's and
Macca's.
Yes. And there was like a security checkpoint to make sure that people didn't have any weapons on them.
As all McDonald's
have. Yeah.
Yep, no, completely understand.
And so we got
for those of you who don't live in America, anytime you go into a McDonald's, there's metal detectors to ensure the safety of those who work at the McDonald's.
We didn't even go in. And worse, it's a different kind of thing. So it has to scan you, right?
Okay.
So you have to get out.
Like a sci-fi.
Yeah. You have to get out and stand up. And the person, like, at the cash register is supposed to, like, glance over and make sure you're not doing anything funny. So I had to stand up out of this car and get scanned in just my diaper, and like there was no escaping the situation, so I 100% had to do it as this very bored like 20 year old like cashier looked at me just like, all right. And like they didn't care at all, and I had it had to scan me like 3 times, so I had to keep getting up and getting scanned. It was so blushy for me, but this other person didn't care. They didn't even like understand what I was wearing. They're like, whatever. I am not paid enough to care about this. But it was such a blushy and embarrassing thing, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get home and talk about how I got scanned by those new scanners in a diaper. And then I woke up and I went, that's crazy.
Yeah, dreams usually are.
So that's where I'm at. I'm upset.
So
I got diaper scanned, but in Dreamland. That's the episode name, Diaper Scanned in Dreamland.
Do you think that the diaper scans show if you're wet or not?
Yeah. I do. In case, because it's like a security scanner, so it probably analyzes the state of your diaper.
Yeah,
and it's like that diaper is like only 30% wet, but it's a rear's diaper, so that's a dangerous amount.
Okay, nope. We need these for our house. What we
diaper
do?
Scanners?
Yes. Listen.
Before
what
you
we
get
do,
on the couch,
when you walk into our living room, there's gonna be like a little archway, and it's not even gonna be super obvious. People might not even notice it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But as you walk in, it will do a scan.
Yeah.
And it will say if you are wet or if you're dry.
X percent wet.
X percent wet.
Yeah.
And if you're over a certain threshold, it'll give a little warning light and be okay, hold on. Don't sit on the couch. You're not allowed on the couch until you change. But this is also fun because it means that if you are in the living room just hanging out all day And then you're, like, going into the hallway for something.
Oh, yes, the reverse.
It scans you, and it's like, oh, look at that. Or we could have them, in, like, over the doors for the bathrooms. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you, and the door, the bathroom door will be locked.
Oh, yeah.
And as you go up to the bathroom, if your diaper is wet, then it won't let you in.
It's like, well, there's no reason. Because it's like,
there's no reason for you to be in here. But if you're dry, it'll be like, oh, good job, and then let you in.
Do you know why I love this? Hmm. We're going to have known leak risks, like Lyra and Kimmy. They're going to get scanned, and the thing's going to turn red and go, boop, boop, and, like, pull them over for additional scanning.
Yeah, little klaxons will go out around in the house, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
I see no reason why our house shouldn't have this.
I agree.
We've had, like, smart home discussions before, you know?
Yeah.
From the Disney Channel original movie Smart House. And I think this is a very valuable addition to our future smart home.
Heck yeah. I'm here for it. I think we need to get on this.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Usual Bet, an 18 and up age play discussion podcast. Every week, we make a bet, usually not at 9 in the morning.
That's the time it is right now.
And the losers and diapers for the next episode.
We're more like 10 in the morning to 12 in the morning, girlies.
Yeah. 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 I know those big numbers because I am the big sister and counter extraordinaire and egg hunt princess 2024. Sophie Elizabeth.
You sure are. I'm the baby sister and apparently bad at knowing good audio extraordinaire, Chloe Elizabeth.
It's a good title.
Yeah. Bad at knowing audio extraordinaire. Good audio extraordinaire.
Yeah. Yeah, you got thoroughly trounced.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
Befuddled by your insistence at all that you being pulled over my lap was good podcasting.
I solely on its merits, stripping intentionality away, it's bad audio. It's good. It's like
so
that.
So if I'm like, hey, Chloe, here, listen to the soundbite of so-and-so being pulled onto, like, their big sister's lap and, you know, put in a breastfeeding position, you wouldn't be like, oh, I want to hear that.
You know, maybe, but, like, it's, I guess I hadn't expected how much the intentionality matters. Oh, also, but I don't want to talk about that. That's boring now. That's a week away. You're egg hunt princess.
Yeah. So,
You beat me.
I know. By 3 eggs.
I know. That's a lot of eggs, actually.
That's a lot of eggs. I am such a good egg hunter.
My mommy worked with the Easter Bunny to get our Easter set up this year, as she does every year.
Yep.
And we had a whole egg hunt, a riddle to find the place where the eggs were. They were in our nursery. And they were everywhere. There was like 50 of them or something. And me, Lyra, and Sophie went crazy.
I, like, jumped across the room.
You flew onto the bed.
Because there were, like, 5 eggs there.
You just start scooping up like an octopus, like a baby octopus.
I had to get the eggs. I didn't know there was a prize at the time.
No, we didn't know there was a prize until we got down to the final numbers. And my mom was like, all right, who gets the prize?
Each egg is a candy.
I know, each egg is a prize. I just started calorie counting, so it's, like, a really bad time.
Now it's perfect for me.
Yeah, oh yeah, I saw your food log. Candy, 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 cookie, candy, 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 cookie, candy, candy, chicken nugget, candy, candy, candy.
Yeah. That's what I ate that day.
Okay.
One of the fun things that the Easter Bunny had us do this year is make some helpers for the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny had a bunch of little origami bunny helpers that we've never seen before because they fold up and they're stealthy.
Yeah.
But we got tasked with helping and making new ones.
Yeah, except the instructions that we were given, none of them were bunnies.
Not a single one were bunnies. I guess the Easter Bunny's all full up on bunnies.
I guess the Easter Bunny didn't need more bunnies, but what the Easter Bunny did need to help with the eggs was elephants.
And fish.
Fish and giraffes.
So, fish, I understand. Fish, that's an aquatic one. I mean, not really because it's paper, but like semi-aquatic.
It's a semi-aquatic paper fish that is very helpful for hiding eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that...
If you want to hide an egg in your fish tank.
We don't have a fish tank.
But if it's not for us, it's helpers and for other people.
It's for other people's houses? We made helpers for other people's houses?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
My favorite part about the helpers is that it turns out an elephant, a giraffe, and a fish do combine like a mecha. Yeah. If you just put them all together, you get an elephant with a scarf and a beautiful tail.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little known origami fact.
We also learned that it is slightly harder to do origami
when
you are in mittens.
Oh, you don't need to go there.
I'm just making... I know a lot of people who listen to our show are thinking, wow, I can't wait to do origami. But then also they'll have mittens on and they won't think about it at the time.
Uh-huh, get that universal experience people are going to have.
But I'm giving them a heads up that Chloe, during Easter, had a moment... where she was trying to do origami.
My mommy decided, okay, so I had two options here. You don't know this. I had two options.
You had two options?
The baby bonnet.
Aww.
Or booties and mittens. And I chose booties and mittens.
Yeah, no.
To be fair, my booties are so comfy. I love my booties. They're good booties.
I love booties.
She's going to make you booties.
Oh, I love booties.
But then she might start selling them on her shop.
Yeah, that's Fluffy Lemons on Etsy.
Yeah, that's her shop.
Search Fluffy Lemons.
I have to warn you, you're now going to be in trouble for mentioning her shop for linking the URL. You've gotten me in trouble for it.
No, no. I think you're going to be in trouble for me mentioning it.
I think you're going to be in trouble.
No.
I think if I'm in trouble, I'm dragging you down with me.
No. You're going to get booties, mittens, and a bonnet next year.
I will say I made a pretty good fish with mittens.
You did a great job. I was super impressed with you. You did need your mommy's help, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. So thank you to Chloe's mommy who helped the Easter Bunny organize that.
And I recommend, if you're like, oh, I don't know about all this Easter business. I don't know about that. I recommend listening to our previous Easter episode where we talk about the fact that you could just celebrate it as a baby holiday. Because you're allowed to do that because you have baby rights.
Yep.
Legal baby rights.
Yeah, the baby rights. It's the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
One of them in there is that you, as a baby, have the right to just celebrate any holiday as baby holiday instead of normal holiday.
Instead of all traditional meanings and all the tied up concepts in it, you throw them
you
out.
You can just do can baby, goo goo gaga. Baby version of holiday.
Then that's what we do.
And that's it.
Yep.
Celebrate baby style. Baby style.
Baby style.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the new style.
Yeah. So yeah, Easter, fun time. Anyway, I have a topic. I have a thing I want to talk about.
All right.
We're approaching spring.
Okay, now before we get into this.
Yeah.
Is this a 9 a.m. conversation?
Yeah.
This is a conversation you can have with me at 9 a.m.
Yeah, it is.
You're sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Let's go. Let's do
it. It's springtime. It's technically spring. You wouldn't know it from the part of the world we live in, where we're having second winter. But it is technically spring, and so I'm getting excited. I'm hype about all the new plants growing. I'm excited about all that. And I got thinking about sprouts.
Okay.
Sprouts is a great term.
Sprouts is.
Yeah, sprouts is.
Sprouts is.
But, like, listen, sprouts, think about it. A term for littles. Like, sprouts is so good. It's a little tiny green, like couple leaves, very cute. A little is a little sprout. That's adorable. A sprout's like the babiest form of a plant.
It's got some good witchy vibes.
Yeah, like, for sure.
And like being like a gardener
mm-hmm.
is like kind of a big-y vibe. Oh, like a guardian.
Oh.
But a gardener.
Guardianer.
Guardianer.
But no, really, like, think about it. Like there's like tons of like cutesy iconography littles can have and stuff. Like
this really does hit my like kind of cottage core witchy aesthetic. Like witch light.
It's
instead of spooky witch, you get like kind of planty witch.
Exactly. And I love it. I love the term sprout. I think it's a cute thing. I think we should incorporate it more into like our littleness. I think there could be like a little plant diaper, like a little sprout diaper. Like there's like a whole
Oh, I really like this idea.
Exactly.
I've got a soft spot for flower motifs.
Exactly.
So having a cute little flower diaper, like planty diaper. Sounds really cute.
And all of this has brought
me... One of the things I really like about Fairylands is they have kind of like a... Like a, you know, a tiny bit of that flowery,
yeah,
planty aesthetic to exactly. it. And yeah, I could, that'd be really cute.
So I've been thinking
also, green is a really gender neutral color. So if you get some good greens, like you could really hit the mark on making a very...
non-gender diaper.
Yeah, something that's very generalizable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this idea. Exactly.
So I've been thinking a lot about this. It's okay. It's taken me along the path. This has been a long journey for me, and I've taken you on it so far. All You're right. following in my footsteps like a good little sprout. And I need to tell you, this has made me realize Final Fantasy 14 is for age players.
Chloe? Chloe.
Yes.
Of course it is! Chloe!
Yeah.
How did you get this far in your life without realizing that? It's basically the tagline for the game. Final Fantasy 14 MMORPG by Square Enix for age players.
Well, exactly.
It's in the title.
Exactly. I didn't read the subtitle. That's my fault. But
it's yours because you can't read.
My reason for this is the game makes you a sprout. I'd say it makes you a sprout when you first start, right? But I've been playing that game for a long time, and I've been a sprout for a long, long time. I think you stay a sprout for like 50 years in-game time.
Chloe, no. You're a sprout for like a week.
Yeah.
And then you lose that little icon, and you're not a sprout
anymore. I've never lost that icon.
But... it's a selection process. They go through each of you, and if they think, well, no, you're too baby.
Okay, then
they graduate you out of sprout.
You become permasprout.
Yes. It just, you keep it until they think that you're grown up enough that you can now advance to the next tier where you're no longer categorically,
yeah,
apparently to everyone around you, a sprout.
You get signed a signed sprout at birth. And yeah. That's, you get a little stamp on your thing.
Psh. Yeah. And you can actually, there's a place in Limsa Mensa that you, yeah, can go, and you can request a formal hearing. A judge of your peers will assess whether or not they think that you are a big girl now.
Okay.
They will they'll remove the sprout from your name. Everyone will begin to treat you like an adult again.
What's the success rate on that?
Well, for a lot of people, I'd say it's about 75% success.
Wow.
Yeah. But certain people, no matter how many times they do it, they keep failing
Yeah, that makes sense. You sound very intimate with you sound like you have a lot of intimate personal knowledge with this process.
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I've had, I think I've had 4 hearings. The first time they said, "But you're a Lolafel," and I said, okay, that's fair, but also slightly racist. And I said, okay, we'll get back to you on that. So then the second time I went in, I said, okay, we've solved the Lolafel issue.
Yeah.
We've understood that even though I am this tiny, tiny little girl, and I'm a little dumpy little bowling pin of a girl,
yeah,
I am still technically an adult and should be treated like one. Otherwise, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it is racist.
And then they said, but you're in a diaper.
And they said, but look at your clothes. And I looked at my clothes and I realized I hadn't changed out of my pajamas that morning.
Yeah.
And I was wearing this like frilly little PJ set and these little bloomers. And it was actually the bloomers that all Lolafel start the game with.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
because those like diapers.
I do see these sort of infantilization of my entire species.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
I see it
in there.
I've got more to say on that.
Yeah. So then I'm like, fine, whatever. You're right. I'll come back in 6 requisite weeks because you have to give time frame between all of your things. So I return in 6 weeks. This time I make sure I look at my clothes. I'm wearing my mature adventuring gear.
Yeah, you want to not be a sprout. You want to become a flower or whatever.
I'm in my Bahamut turn 4 raiding gear. I'm looking great. Really excited about it. And I show up and they say, well, Sophie, is your diaper wet? And I'm like, well, I don't see how that's relevant. Like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you're in a diaper, obviously. And I'm like, well, yeah, obviously. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to wet myself in front of you while that is a fool. Like, what a foolish idea. Like, if what I, were they if expecting? If I want to prove I am no longer a little sprout, if wetting myself in front of you, leaving a puddle on your beautiful, pristine floor is clearly out of the question, I'm obviously wearing a diaper.
So they didn't, and they didn't like that? They didn't buy that?
That was fine, but they said, are you wet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm wet. Like, so you couldn't hold it. And I was like, I was in your waiting room for like 2 hours.
That's
like,
this is your fault. That's on them.
But they didn't buy that. So once again, turned down. I think the fourth time, though, my most recent.
I think I know what happened. Yeah. I think I can take a guess. Okay. So I think the Lala Fell issue came back on the table at the reintroduction of that new piece of furniture. I say new. It was added like a couple years ago of the Lala Fell high chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that did a lot of damage to the Lala Fell reputation.
Well, there was that huge conference about it. There's the big discussion. Yeah. And they finally decided, yes, this is not a reflection on all Lala Fells, just a particular subset of Lala Fells. Say 50%.
A subset that you're in.
Yeah. And so one of the questions on the formal inquiry was, do you have this high chair? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm holding it for a friend. And they're like, stamp no. Stamp sprout. So still a sprout. I've been playing the game for, what, 6 years? still a sprout. Yeah. 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 But no, I know you can get rid of it. It is possible. I've seen others get rid of it. Yeah, I've seen other people rid of it.
That's fair.
I've seen Makote with it for like 12 hours. Yeah, and they're just fine. Gone. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to say we make a lot of makeup jokes about games, right? We make a lot of make pretends about video games.
I think every game we've ever talked about on the show is a real game.
Anyway, so
we come back to the baby Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's exactly where my head went.
Super Smash Babies. I forgot about Super Smash Babies.
So people might be thinking, oh, they made up a high chair for Lala Fells. No, we didn't. They put a high chair in that game for Lala Fells. It's so clearly a high chair. And the game director, Yoshi P, is like, hey, guys, don't make Lala Fell babies. They're not babies. They're grown-ups. And then he puts in high chairs for them, and I don't know what he expects. We're gonna see them as babies. We can't help it.
I do love the respect that Lala Fell's garner in the
game.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Like, despite the fact that they are little babies.
Yeah.
Like, they are visually little babies.
Yeah, they are visually toddlers.
Yes. Despite this, they're always, like, in the quest lines and stuff, always treated with the same amounts of reverence as any other race.
And I think that's awesome. Like, especially because most MMOs take the small race and get weird with it. I think Final Fantasy XIV does a great job of it. And I think that's why I'm even playing a Lala Fell, because, like, I don't have to, like, it's not like a baby thing for
me. Yeah, there's a certain power fantasy that you want to hit when you're playing your MMO. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
And that's not something that you want to give up for the sake of, oh, want to be cute.
Yeah.
But you still want to be cute.
I get to be cute and be like a cute piratey girl in 14, and I love that.
Yep. I get to be a little mage. Yeah. No, yeah, I still get to be that despite the fact that I am in diapers. I still have my sprout icon. I do have a high chair in my house.
Yeah. But everyone knows you're one of the realm's most feared mages.
Right, naturally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just what I do in my free time does not discount all of my efforts as an adventurer. Just like being a little diaper girl doesn't make me less good of a therapist in my day career.
Probably makes you a better one.
Might make me a better one. Maybe being a little baby makes you better at your job. You don't know.
Maybe I should be.
Where's the study?
We should
come on, cite your sources.
You should do the study.
I should do the study.
We should also get you a little sprout, like sprout badge, perma sprout.
It's next to my nameplate.
I mean, like IRL.
Why?
Because you're a sprout. In game and out.
You're a sprout.
You're a sprout.
Where's my Final Fantasy 14 sprout diapers?
I can only hope that a diaper company's on it. I bet if you
just send Square Enix a message and you're like, excuse me.
Mr. Square Enix.
Mr. P.
Mr. P.
Mr. P.
I hope that I can call you Yoshi.
Mr. Yoshi, I'm making the first branded official diaper on the market for adults. And you know how, like, you little kid diaper got the Elmo and the Paw Patrol?
Of course.
I'm making that, but I'm doing Final Fantasy XIV because it seems like the correct answer for the adults. Age play community.
It's for people who are still in diapers, like Lollipels, to be taken seriously. It's the same idea, same concept.
So I do need your legal permission, if that's okay. I need your permission, if you would, to allow me to use your intellectual property to create a Sprout-themed diaper using many of the iconography from the Final Fantasy XIV MMO.
I thank you for it.
And also thank you. Thank you, Mr. Yoshi. Daddy Yoshi.
Thank you, Daddy Yoshi.
For this opportunity. And then you wait 2 weeks and Yoshi will get back to you and he'll say, yeah, go for it, and thumbs up emoji, and you got this. Send me samples when you got them for my little girl back home.
But yeah, I see, of course he has
probably one. Little boy, knowing Yoshi.
No, yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I think this is a great idea. I think you should get started on it.
Oh, I don't want to do it. I'm giving ideas for
a diaper manufacturer to do. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that's my whole topic also. That's it. I did the whole thing.
All right, I have a topic.
All right, hit me.
It's a good one.
Okay.
IMHO. This was a question we had from like our Discord.
Okay.
And I think this really touches on ideas of age play that we don't consider.
Okay.
But I think it's also very core to age play. So, Kai asked, would you rather regress to a certain age now or go back in time and pick up at that age?
Okay, so like a baby genius situation, you jump into your baby body?
Yeah, I think for simplicity's sake, to make this less terrifying, you won't have ego death. Okay.
There'd be no point with ego death.
The 5-year-old body that you were at in the past, mm-hmm. or you would become like a 5-year-old presently.
Okay, I think this one's like a no brainer for
really
me.
Really fascinating.
This is easy. Like I'm willing to bet on it. Lock in levels of easy. But I think we're in the same boat, so I don't think we can even do a bet.
Okay, what do you have to say?
I would absolutely not go back in time to like jump into my past self and take over from there. You.
What?
Yeah, you.
What?
I would lose you if I did that.
Oh, you're so cute.
I'd lose you. I'd lose everybody. I can't do that.
You know, you'd lose your relationships with us.
Yeah.
Like, even if you turn into like a 5-year-old girl.
What are you talking about?
Chloe, we're not gonna keep treating you like we do now.
Yes, you would.
No, we will not.
It would be a Lollipel situation.
No, it would not be a Lollipel situation. If you were suddenly a 5-year-old girl, we would treat you like a 5-year-old girl.
No, but I'd be like, you'd have to treat me like 5-year-old plus.
No.
You would be like,
oh, I'm gonna go play Hell Divers on my computer, and we'd be like, no, you are not, little miss.
What are you talking
you
about?
You can't play Hell Divers on your computer. It's got the word hell in it.
I have to spread manage democracy. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not. Where are you? You'd have to go to school again.
That's
put
horrible.
You back in school.
I don't think I'd do this at all then.
If anyone found out that we weren't sending you to school, then we would get in trouble.
That's actually really true. That's horrible. I don't think I'd do either of these. If I had to pick one, it'd be that one. But like, I don't want to go back to school.
I would go back to school. That sounds fun.
School's terrible.
Here's the thing, Chloe. I think you get like 25 more years of your life.
That one I do love. That's a pretty good one. I would take immortality if it meant just rubber banding back to like a toddler every 30 years or whatever. Like, I'd keep doing that. I'd do that.
Yeah, I think I'd do that too.
You wouldn't jump into your old body?
That's
like immortality through time travel.
I think a lot for the same reasons that you wouldn't. I kind of like where I'm at in my life.
Exactly.
I don't want to change that.
I wouldn't be able to just call you up because then you'd be like, goo goo gaga. And I'd be like, ugh. I'll call you back in 20 years.
My only issue, I think, with going back now.
Yeah.
Is that I have, like, Lyra as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we would run into some relationship issues if I was a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I could really manage becoming a 5-year-old and having my life change to that of a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like having you all treat me like a 5-year-old.
That's your idealized state.
That's basically how my life is now.
Yeah.
But you...
Candy, 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 cookie, chicken nugget, candy.
Yeah. And going back to school actually sounds kind of fun. And knowing what I know now and, like, how I feel about my life, I think I would do better.
I think the only way that I would take the go back to, like, the past or whatever deal, and I still wouldn't, but, like, in a hypothetical, would be, one, it is not back to my real home or parents because I already know the inherent flaws there. You know, like a fantasy mom in my head. You know what I mean?
If you were to regress to being a previous age back into the environment that you were that age and you just grew up again,
mm-hmm.
I do think it'd be cool to be able to make a few changes, but ultimately you know so much of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And maybe there's like some min-maxing there. Maybe some people would be like, ah, yes, this is what I want because I get to redo my last 20, 30, 40
maybe
years.
Maybe I could circumvent some trauma.
And yeah, and now I can navigate away from certain mistakes and I can navigate toward other things that I wish I navigated toward. It's like the idea where people are like, oh, I wish I could go back in time and change this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I kind of never wish that.
Like, I don't wish that.
It never really comes up in my head of, oh, I wish I could go back in time and change all of these things that happened.
I am so happy where I'm at.
Yeah. So if I had more of those feelings, maybe I would want to go back and min-max.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And granted, there are some major things that I would love to change about my past and the way that I was raised and the way I grew up and decisions I made, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough to actually go back and do it. It's like when you make a lot of mistakes in a game and you're like, ah, oh, but I've been playing it for 30 years, so I really want to start over now.
Exactly.
It's like, ah, I've committed enough time to this character. I might as well stick it out.
Exactly. That's where we're at. Now, I actually have a third alternative to put on the table.
Okay.
Everybody goes back with you. Like, you get to go back in time and everyone, like the whole household, all your friends, all your close connections, they go back and you get to know them in this next baby life. Would you do it? Things obviously would shake out differently, right?
They would definitely shake out differently. Different circumstances. But maybe if it was a new realized life to have and I had everyone in this house also becomes 5 years old or whatever.
Yep.
And I get to grow up with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do I risk what I have now for that fantasy? Maybe. I don't know. That's a really interesting one. I can see it happening.
Yeah.
I could see myself doing that.
I think this is fun because these are all different ways people like envision what like fantasy age play looks like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the story, the fiction age play. Like I think exploring these ideas is kind of fun.
So, say you were to become the 5-year-old who we don't allow to play Helldivers anymore, right?
Managed Democracy needs me. Super Earth needs me. It's called Super Earth.
Assume that is the case. How does that shake out with your relationship?
I don't know. Do you think Liv, I don't think in like a nice
do
way.
Do you think Liv would adopt you?
Yeah, I think she would.
Well, okay, hold
on. I think I can just say that with confidence.
Imagine the conversation you would have.
Yeah.
You say, or I say, hey, Lyra, I have the opportunity to become a 5-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, this means that we are not going to be dating anymore because I will be a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That
gets bad.
Are you okay with that? What's that going to be like?
I think my mommy would, like, obviously she'd have problems with it. We're romantic adults who are romantic together. But I think if it was like 100% something I needed, wanted, like wanted to happen, she'd still be ride or die with me, just in like a different way. You know what I mean?
I feel like Lyra understands this desire the same way I do. To the point where she'd be like, yeah, okay, like, totally do it, because you should. Like, if I were in your situation, I would probably maybe do the same thing.
Yeah.
But that would obviously change our relationship.
Yeah.
I think she would adopt me. I think a lot of those romantic feelings would transition into those kind of maternal feelings. And, like, I think she would enjoy having a kid like that, but maybe not me. Maybe actually, no. Maybe me being the kid wouldn't be good. You know, there's a lot of inherent flaws with this problem.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
What about your mommy?
What about my mom?
Do you think she'd be for it?
Having me as an actual 5-year-old,
yeah.
I think she would love that.
Okay.
Because it would still be me, so yeah. She wouldn't have to be, like, a parent of a 5-year-old. Yeah. She'd be a parent of...
So she'd just be thrilled.
She'd get all the benefits of having a child who is, like, 30 and all the benefits of having a child who is 5.
Yeah.
With none of the drawbacks.
So she'd just be like, oh, she'd be like, why haven't you done this yesterday?
Yeah, she'd probably love that.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I think that really illustrates, like, also, like, the difference in relationships and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think it would be harder for Lyra because we are in that, like, daily romantic sense. And also, we tend to equate each other, like, as equals, relatively.
It'd be a total power dynamic change.
Yeah, whereas with my mommy, it is, we already have a power dynamic where we are not on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I think it'd be easier for you and Liv than it would be for me and Lyra.
I agree, and I think it'd be easier for you and your mommy than me and Liv.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see that. Ultimately, at the end of the day, now I think I wouldn't do this at all.
I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, getting 25 years of my life back does sound pretty great, though, and I think that might be the only motivating factor for me.
I think I would do it just for that, but everyone would have to come along, as they are, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, here's the worst part. I think that my idealized version of this is taking everyone in the household back to, like, 13 years old. Maybe, like, a little older, like 14 or something like that. Like I there's no such thing as minors allowed in kink at all, but I'm a hypocrite and I would totally still be baby, and then I could still, like, have a relationship with, like my mommy and everything, and I could have a relationship with everybody.
It's interesting that you don't want to actually be a little kid again.
I don't think I do. I like being treated like one. I like being embarrassed and blushy about it, and I like, all the positives that come with my mommy. You know what it is? I think it's because I've had my mommy and you and everybody show me, like, I don't have to physically be a little kid to get those feelings and vibes to sate my littleness. So, like, I don't need that. You know what I mean?
The sheer minimized responsibility I would have as a 5-year-old. I think I'd take it.
You would take it?
If all of my friends could be baby again with
okay. me. That's fair.
I think I would take it.
And I'll use you about this. I think I'll lose, but the fact finding's fun. I think that I wouldn't do it because I like what I have. I don't want to lose what
the
I have.
The furthest back you would go was like teenage.
Yeah, years. If I could, yeah. But everybody comes with me.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You and all your friends become baby. You and all your friends become teenagers.
I think it'd be really, really fun to be 5 years old.
I think we'd have a ball as teenagers. I think we'd have a grand time.
I think we would too, but I can get there in 10 years.
But things would be different.
Things would be different.
Things
you're
would
right.
be different. Yep, you couldn't maintain right. your relationship as like your romantic relationship as like a 5-year-old.
Oh, no, certainly not.
See,
no.
That's where I'm really unwilling to compromise, you know?
Man, if I grew up from 5 years old with everyone in this house, I might wind up dating someone else.
I know. You'd be like with Kimmy or Pudding or something.
I'd be dating someone else. Or multiple someone else's.
That's probably very true.
I'd have entirely different relationships.
Yeah. Maybe you and me would be rivals. We wouldn't be like perfectly in sync like we are now. We'd be rivals.
Man, that's so interesting.
We should do a fic where like you're like dating Kimmy and Pudding and you and me are playground rivals. We're still like we're like it's like a Homestuck kismaship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah, I mean we'll take our usual bet thing to like a whole new level.
Yeah, oh it'd be adversarial usual bet.
Adversarial usual bet, and we could do a podcast yeah. about it. But it's like our own different podcast that we attack each other.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. And like we like playground bully each other with the diapers and everything. It's like you lost last week. You know what that means.
Now you have to wear a diaper to school.
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. See, this is good fiction. This is some Academy Work stuff, is what it is.
Okay. Usual bet for age to regress to with your friends?
Yeah, usual bet.
Okay.
We did it. Crushed it.
I do think I'll win this bet. But I also really like a lot of your reasoning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Being able to be a teenager means that you can maintain the relationships that you already have. Whereas if you regress to, like, elementary school years, chances are your relationships are going to change radically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think I don't want to change those relationships. That's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
I want to change them all.
Shake it up.
Shake them all up.
Shake it all up.
Put us all in a little boggle shaker.
The heck's a boggle?
It's like a game, right?
Is it?
Am I thinking of the right game?
What's a boggle? It's, boggle?
Yeah, it's like it's got a little shaker.
What do you feel? It's got like a Yahtzee thing? Like the little bdoop from Yahtzee or something?
I'm Googling this.
What do you mean?
I swear.
A boggle?
Yeah. Yes, I'm not crazy. Look. It's this thing.
What is that thing?
It's got the little shaker.
What is that thing?
It's got, you put a lid on it and you shake it up. And it's got the little letters. And you got to make words with the letters.
What?
Anyway, the point is you shake it, Chloe. You just shake it and that's different. And that's what I'm saying that I'm going to do. And I'm going to shake us all up. All
right. Where can people vote on what they prefer of this?
Subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
Where?
Subscribestar.adult/Sophie and Pudding.
I am excited. I already know the results of this bet, but I'm excited for it anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Mamie, for helping with our theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover art. You can find him at subscribestar.adult/juiceboxart. And looking forward to hanging with Kimmy and the new alt-reality 5-year-olds meetups.
Yeah, I'm
looking
excited.
Forward to it, Kimmy. Hopefully your Tumblr is still bby-kimmy.tumblr.com.
Here's hoping.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
See you next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.